Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 31st, 2023, 10:30 on the clock, and your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our good friend, Catherine Eckert. She is director of Macmillan Memorial Library. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. Oh, such a delight to be here on such a rainy morning.
Yeah, it is a little bit moody out there and everything, but we're going to bring some sunshine.
We got some sunshine.
And,
exactly.
Appreciate you joining us. I do have to get out of this in right away, otherwise I'll get in trouble. My mom says hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi to everybody over there.
Yes, we miss her so much.
Appreciate that. And appreciate you joining us and being in studio. It's always fun to have you guys on and talk about Macmillan. The only problem is we just don't have enough time.
No.
We're going to get to the end of this. Or we could have talked about this and this.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is. I want to actually rewind for a second, though, and get to the meet and greet. And how did that go?
Yes. Okay, so last time I was here, we were talking about the meet and greet. And I'm so happy to report it went so great. We had over 100 people come out.
Nice.
A really great turnout for the different. So first we had the school board members for the Wisconsin Rapids District, then city council, and then the two judges for Wood County.
Yeah.
And it was really great. Lots of good conversations, very cordial. I think a lot of people got a lot out of it. So
I heard such good things about the event, especially as we are leading into these interviews with the candidates ourselves. I heard from the candidates that it went really well also. And I wanted to save this for now, but I was thanking the League of Women Voters and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And we also appreciate you guys hosting that event.
Yeah, I think, well, it's such a perfect partnership, right? Because the library is kind of an equal playing field. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome. And hopefully that got across to everybody in that room. So I'm hoping to kind of expand that event moving forward with the league. They're such a dream to work with.
So. Some of the best people you'll meet.
Yeah, my goodness.
And I can't stress enough how cool I think this is because this is a throwback.
Yeah.
This is what libraries always were. They were that, if for lack of a better word, sanctuary.
Yes.
They were that, like you said, safe ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we kind of got away from that a little bit in society. And I like the idea of going back to that.
I agree. So, I love being a spot where people can learn and grow and just, continue to be a well-developed, well-rounded citizen for our community.
And it's something that we're looking forward to seeing more develop with that and everything. I do want to get into all the great events that you have coming up in April. I, again, don't know if we have all the time to get into everything.
April is wild.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you guys kick things off right away, right in April, right in the beginning.
Yes, so we have so many events. I am going to highlight like two big weeks, Earth Day events.
Yeah.
We love the Earth at Macmillan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do, James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big fan.
Big fan of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Monarch Way Station butterfly garden outside the Children's Library. And some people from Wood County are going to be painting like a beautiful monarch mural on the wall, so that will be great. That's coming
up.
And then we have basically a full week of Earth Day events. We're going to have on the 18th a family movie, The Lorax.
Nice.
At 6 p.m. Such a good message.
Mm-hmm.
On the 19th, we have kind of a presentation about recent clean, green energy benefits. So, where are ways that you can save money but also help the planet?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay. And this one, I'm just a giant nerd, but I'm actually really excited for this one. April 20th at 6 p.m., recycling, what you need to know. Do you know what? Recycling's complicated.
Yeah.
What goes where?
Mm-hmm.
We just moved to Rapids. There's a whole new world.
Yeah.
We had to schlep our recycling out to those bins in the country. Mm-hmm. So now having curbside pickup is a luxury.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, nice, nice.
So, but yeah, like what plastics work? What plastics should you just not recycle?
I have to tell you, my mom was way ahead on this recycling thing when we were kids, and really into that. And she saw that, and she's also a nerd. She also got really excited. She was like, "Oh, that's awesome!"
Yeah.
And I think that that's one of those things too, because we've not normalized, but we just, yes. Life keeps moving. So yes. when it comes to recycling, for a lot of us, it feels like we've been recycling forever.
Yeah.
And then you look at the younger generations, they have been recycling their whole lives.
Very true.
But what is recycling? Mm-hmm. What can be, what can't be, all of that, it changes. The science of it changes quite a bit. That's a really cool idea to have that for, and especially a perfect week for it.
Right, perfect at the library. Mm-hmm. And then finally, wrapping it up, we have a movie, The Biggest Little Farm, on April 22nd at 1:30. So that's, I mean, practically every day of the week we have something to celebrate Earth Day.
A really smart idea, too. Not only to get people a little more informed about what Earth Day is, but to really celebrate it. The essence of Earth Day, certainly planting trees, keeping the Earth healthy is an important part.
Yeah.
But information is a huge part of it as well.
Exactly, yeah. And if you're not wanting to come to any of these events, we've got displays both upstairs and downstairs about books of the Earth, books on recycling, ways to kind of learn about all the things going on.
There's a couple other things I wanted to mention going on in April. You have the Cowboy Union Jam coming up on the 12th.
I mean, arguably the most popular event every month, James.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
You can't get a parking spot.
Yeah,
it's a hotly contested thing Wednesday afternoons.
It's a great like way to spend your Wednesday afternoon,
it
too.
It is really fun. It's such a great mix. There's such wonder. They're volunteers. We are so grateful for them.
Really talented individuals, too. Very good at what they do. And same thing for Four on the Floor.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They'll be performing April 27th at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're at night.
We're huge fans of those guys, big fans of them, both those bands, but especially those guys where they've been doing this with so long. And giving of their time for so long.
Yes, and
very talented.
It's just it's such a show of love and support for their community, right? And I'm spoiled because I get to hear a concert in my office without even leaving.
It's so cool. That's so cool. I did want to mention as well the authors at Macmillan.
Yes.
That's a great, great thing that you guys host over there.
Yes. So it's part of the 2023 Prairie Chicken Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we're delighted to be a part of that. So Saturday, April 15th from 6 to 8, we'll have two different authors. Lita Judge, who is a children's book author and illustrator, and then Emily Stone, who is a nature writer and an education director. So we're so thrilled to be a part of the Prairie Chicken Festival. I can't wait. I've heard so much about this festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun one.
I'm confused. I'm interested.
Yes.
So happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy it. It's a good one. Especially if you're into some of the things I've gotten to know that you're into, you're going to like this. You're going to like this. I wanted to also mention continuing with the writer's theme, Write Night,
which
is coming up April 27th.
Yes. So that's so cool. So our librarian, Colin, he's our adult services librarian. He has this kind of dedicated group of writers that meet monthly and share their work and critique their work. And it's grown so much that they might have to break off into two groups, like one for fiction and one for nonfiction.
Cool.
Which, like, how wonderful, right?
Yeah.
Really encouraging humans to write about their experiences, and I think some are working on books.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yeah, so cool.
We've got so many great local authors around here.
We do.
There's just especially if you expand it to just Central Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
There are so many great, and there are a lot of published authors. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that have worked at this craft for a long time, and with that, there's a lot of young writers.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who want to get into writing. Mm-hmm. Bringing those worlds together, it's so beneficial. I teach a class with one of my teachers at Second City, Brian, that it's all about, okay, you graduate school as an entertainer. What's next? Mm-hmm. We prepare students, actors, writers. We prepare them for writing and acting and getting into the world, but we don't prepare them to find an agent or how to get published or a lot of these things. So Brian and I, we focus on that. And I think this kind of thing is very similar to that.
Yes.
And a great way of not only having somebody that can know what you're a reference point that can give you these things, but also just support.
Just having a conversation, dealing with what you're dealing with. Again, writing can be so isolating, right?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're just alone with your thoughts. But it's going to be really cool. And, I mean, talk about, we're going to do a type-in Saturday the 22nd. Basically, reacquaint yourselves with the joys of typewriting.
That's awesome.
I mean, there's going to be a huge display.
Mm. I am, speaking of nerds, yeah. I'm one of those weirdos. I think that there is something beautifully romantic about an old typewriter.
I mean, there's just something about it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There's something about it. That's cool. I'll be checking that out.
I mean, yeah, there's someone's going to, we're going to have some on display. It's going to be really fun.
That's going to be a good event. And again, these events can all be found at MacmillanLibrary.org. Yep. MacmillanLibrary.org. Yep. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and talk some more with Catherine and talk about Macmillan Memorial Library here at WFHR's Morning Magazine. Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everybody, for this March 31st, 2023, 10:42 on the clock. And we are speaking with our good friend, Catherine Eckert, director of Macmillan Library. And, mm-hmm. and Catherine, thanks again for being here.
Oh, so happy to.
I wanted to take some time to talk about some of the online resources available in Macmillan.
Yes. Oh, James. So I'm going to highlight one of my favorite resources that we provide completely free. All you need is your library card. And basically anyone in the vicinity can grab a library card mm-hmm. from Macmillan. You don't have to live in the city. You don't have to live in the state. Come on down. But it's called Libby. It's an app. And this basically allows you to kind of go to the library, but digitally.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check out library books and audiobooks, but all through your phone. So you just have to download that app. It's called the Libby app. So that's through, you know, the Google Play Store or the Apple iStore. Download that app. It's free. You've got kind of a one-time setup process where you have to select your library.
Yeah.
And the library staff would be so happy to help you download this too.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
All of these materials are free for you to peruse. I personally love a digital audiobook because mm-hmm. then you can just take it on your phone when you're yeah. walking the dog, cleaning the house, and it makes those chores go so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
But I know lots of people like lots of different things. So if you ever have questions about that, we would be so happy to kind of walk you through it. Because I hear people like spending, you know, ebooks are not cheap.
No, no.
You know, and you go through them so quick. And it's not like you can share an ebook.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you can't pass it along.
Yeah.
But yes, so this is a way you can read to your heart's content on your tablet or your phone or wherever you do your reading.
And Catherine, this also helps us bring up a really good point, mm-hmm. too, of when it comes to the tech world, we know that there are a lot of new things and a lot of people out there that may not understand this or that, mm-hmm. or just even email.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But we want everybody to be yes. able to use yes. these things. The world is only going more and more tech. We have a lot of our residents out here who may not be able to use email or yeah. something like that. Well, we want them to be able to use that
yes.
stuff. If you reach out to our friends at Macmillan, they can help
oh,
you with that.
Oh, we'd be so delighted. Yeah. I mean, James, that's exactly right. Because, you know, 15 years ago, maybe the internet, access to the internet was considered a luxury.
Yeah.
But now it is definitely a utility, right?
Mm-hmm.
People bank online, people get their health insurance online, doctor's yeah. visits online, right? And, I mean, that's not even talking about, like, your family and friends connecting with you
yeah.
online, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we would love to help you set up. The online world can seem very overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? It's just trial and error, like yeah. everything else. And if you practice a little bit, you'll get more comfortable with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the more, like everything in life, the repetition. The
exactly.
more you do it, the better you'll
yeah.
feel. And one of the great things, I remember my papa, when he brought a PC home mm-hmm. and those big conglomerate
oh my gosh,
things
yes.
and stuff. And I was afraid to go on it and everything. And
yeah.
he would tell me, he's like, Jimmy, it can only do what you make it do.
Yes.
And you can't break it necessarily.
Yes.
The way computers are built,
yeah.
they're almost built to, you know, help.
Yeah.
Make it easier for anybody to pick up and learn.
Exactly, yes.
And I'm telling you, it's a whole world that you deserve to see.
Exactly. Yeah,
you deserve to be able to
yeah.
use. Reach out to our friends in Macmillan, and they'll
yeah.
help you with that.
Oh, we'd love to help you set up. We do this every day. So you're not coming to us with a question that we haven't heard before or that we'll think is dumb, because if you're asking, someone else has asked.
Yes, great point.
Yeah.
And that Libby app, again, great
oh,
resource
so fun.
For you. Go
yeah.
ahead and download
oh,
that.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I did want to mention, you know, because I talk about this a mm-hmm. lot on the air. It's important to me mm-hmm. that with the rise of superhero movies,
mm-hmm.
you know, people
mm-hmm.
want to like superheroes. They
yeah.
think it's cool and everything. But being a superhero seems a little bit tough. Like, you got to wear tights, the cape.
The cape would be hard.
You can't be a superhero without a tragic backstory, so you're going to have that. And all the good ones are taken, it feels like. I mean, you can't be Batman. That's already done. So why not be a superhero by donating blood? That feels like a much simpler way to do it.
I was wondering where you were going, and man, you delivered. Yes.
Had to go a long ways for that one.
I loved it. Yes. So we are so happy. Pretty much monthly, we do a Red Cross blood drive. And like James says, it's such an easy way to give to your community. And hysterically, like, I have tried to give blood many times. I don't do well, but...
Oh, no?
Oh. No, I don't. James, it kills
No cookie
me.
For you afterwards.
No, no cookie. I never make it to the cookie. But I brought my husband in, right? So there are different ways to get involved
smart.
And to volunteer. And if you are a little nervous around needles or just cannot handle for whatever reason, you can always tell your friends and family that we have this blood drive going. We love seeing you there, and we hope... make it as easy as possible to give blood.
Shout out to your husband. That's a team player right there.
Yeah.
That's a good guy.
He's like that. He's that in like that own blood. So he's like a power blood. So I take good. I take credit for that, James.
You should. Yes,
he wasn't, and now he was. So you're welcome.
It's awesome. That blood drive, April 10th, 10 to 3 at McMillan Library's all-purpose room. You can also schedule an appointment with or find out more by going to redcrossblood.org. It's all one word, redcrossblood.org, or give them a call, 1-800-733-2767, 1-800-733-2767.
Yeah, they have an app, too.
Yes,
that's
right.
It's pretty slick. You can... learn your blood type. You can learn if you've had COVID recently. There's so many. How many ounces of blood you've donated?
It's amazing
it's
what they're
slick.
Able to do on there. And it is a really good app. I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to bring up a story time at McMillan.
Yes.
This is something that I know the community has loved for a long time, and we're happy to tell people about it.
Oh, yeah. So story time is with our children's librarian, Miss Carrie, and she reads and sings to the kiddos every week. She started kind of a new idea where, because she always does kind of like a craft and an activity, and now she's doing kind of a little bit of like mindfulness for our kiddos.
Oh.
Isn't that a great idea?
That's a real good idea.
This week, they breathed in and out like dragons, just to kind of do that grounding breath, right? What a simple but powerful thing to kind of introduce to kids at a young age to just, you know, to ground yourself sometimes.
It's just as important as reading.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so
That's
important.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Carrie's awesome, too.
Carrie's awesome.
Carrie's
she's,
great.
I mean, she's a celebrity in this town. You can't go anywhere.
And when it comes to story times, is there a set date, time?
So, so right now those are Wednesday mornings at 9:30.
Keep that in mind, everybody. It's a great way for not only your kids to get a little bit of reading in, but to hear people read is just as important for them.
Yeah, and then grown-ups can kind of socialize with other parents. That's so key, especially if you're home. Just with kiddos all day.
Yeah. Which is great, too. A great opportunity for parents to get out of the house a little bit and stuff.
Stretch your legs. Make some friends.
Absolutely. We go from books to movies. I did want to mention that McMillan does a great job hosting movies as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have a Easter Sunday movie Monday coming up as well.
Yeah. April 3rd, Easter Sunday. What I really like about our movie series is, well, first of all, the dedicated fan base. We had to move some movies around last month because of a snow day. And wow. People told us. People were very clear that they like their movies. So that 1:30 showing has closed captioning, which is really neat. Because then, if you're hard of hearing or you're deaf, you can still enjoy a movie with your friends.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And then we have a later time at 6 p.m. Though I have heard from our community that you want more... weekend and different time movies throughout the week. So we're definitely taking that into consideration. We did just finish the Saturday movie series, Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, great choice, by the way. Yeah, I loved it. Great choice.
But yeah, so we'll be continue doing that. It's just we don't see the crowds. I think Monday just has that dedicated following.
Yeah. But that's a great point to make, too, that, if you want more of these events or you want them on a certain date, we've got to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's important.
That's how we say, our community wants this.
You don't have a lot of factors to go on. No. That's kind of the only one you could really do. So, and that April, the Easter movie is going to be Easter Sunday, Joel Coy's Easter Sunday. That is pretty good, too. It's a stand-up special.
Oh,
and he's very funny.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. And then April 10th, Dairyland. Have you seen that one?
No, that I've heard good things.
Yes, it's a documentary about a dairy farmer in Wisconsin. And then we will hear like a question and answer session with the farmer in the film. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so super cool.
That is really cool.
Especially if you're interested in farming or kind of the ways farming has changed mm-hmm. in our landscape.
One other thing that I want to make sure to mention is all the great ways to learn at McMillan.
Oh, yes.
There are so many good resources, as we mm-hmm. touched on there, but there are language classes. Oh, there are other things available there as well.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just in terms of like our online resources, we have so many ways to learn and connect with your community. Digital archives of the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune, connections to Ancestry. You have full access to the Consumer Reports database. Mm-hmm. And that's not even like the skills and the classes that the library is providing, just to our people in general. Yeah.
There are arts and crafts classes and things like that as well. But to your point, there are car repair manuals available online, job resources available online, as you touched on, local history and genealogy, which is incredibly important to us, especially in the Midwest.
Yes.
We love our history.
We
love our local history even all the more. So a great resource for all of those things. It's really nice to be able to offer that to people and to have that in like a one-stop shop kind of place.
Exactly, yeah, yes.
Also, wanted to mention all the resources available online there. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn Learning. That's an interesting one, too.
That was the other one. Yes, so that's brand new. Basically, this is such a cool resource. Again, free to those with a McMillan Memorial Library card. Basically, it's a lot of different online classes on specific topics. A lot of very kind of like techie mm-hmm. Classes as well. So if like you're interested in like more coding or, you know, trying to figure out how to do a PowerPoint presentation, mm-hmm. You'd be able to have kind of a step-by-step guide through LinkedIn Learning.
Some of that stuff is really helpful, obviously, mm-hmm. for people in that world or maybe that are new to the world and mm-hmm. haven't done it before. It's really nice to have that resource right there sitting there.
Exactly.
There's so many people out there, too, that are just looking for new things to learn and have some, you know, continue their education a little. And it's a great resource for that as well.
It is. And, I mean, you can just poke around and I'm 100% sure you will find things that you're interested in learning about. It's a pretty amazing resource. It used to be called Lynda. I don't know if that's, LinkedIn just purchased it. So it's real life experts. It's really great.
And of course, all the services that are available over at McMillan. When it comes to delivering, the homebound delivery available. That's an option for people. Like to remind people of that. I'm sure that during the pandemic and such, we understood. But now that things have opened up so much more and everything, I'm not sure people knew that was still an option.
Oh, yeah.
But that is still an option for people.
Yes, we do homebound delivery all the time.
And it's a great place for businesses and nonprofits out there for meetings and we always want to make sure that you guys know that there's room over there for this stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's so hard to find a meeting room.
Yeah, I mean, and one place, one thing that I think about with McMillan and meeting rooms, because I've actually thought about renting one for stuff that we had around here. You can guarantee it's going to be quiet. I mean, it's a library. you know, usually you have a meeting room at a place and stuff, and it's quiet because there's another meeting over here and another thing. It's a library. You know, it's going to be pretty down. The volume's going to be pretty low. You can guarantee that.
I mean, not if the Cowboy Union Jam is playing.
That's
James.
A good point.
I mean, that just blows the roof off
the
house.
Right there.
But yes, you're right. We want to make sure that we have room for all members of community, right? Whether one-on-one meetings, a larger group training, a program.
It wasn't long ago that we had these renovations and this work done on McMillan. Mm-hmm. And because time just keeps going so fast, we kind of get lost in the shuffle and it feels like, oh, that was 20 years ago. And it wasn't that long ago.
No.
They did such beautiful work on that building.
It's
such a great building.
Yeah.
Very similar to the Y and that new building. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these things, it's not enough to have them built. We need to use them.
Exactly.
We want people in those buildings, in those rooms, using them up.
Yeah.
It's not only
only how we keep, you know, a library and, mm-hmm. and keep the great staff that we have over there and everything, mm-hmm. but how we bring our communities, make it stronger and get, exactly. keep us together.
Yeah.
It is still that hub. Mm-hmm. The library still is, and especially here in Rapids.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We are definitely kind of one of the few, like, actual buildings and entities you think of when you hear Wisconsin Rapids, and we're very proud of that.
We want to make sure you to make use of this, so please, mm-hmm. whether it's the Makerspace or any of the areas there, yeah. make use of them.
Yeah.
As we're wrapping up here, Kathleen, is there anything we haven't touched on that you wanted to make sure we did?
No, this was delightful, okay. as always, James.
Good, good. I did want to mention as well printing, that oh, is another option yes, that people yeah. you have over
printing,
there.
Printing, copying, yeah. Faxing.
You know, because it's funny to think about it. Coming into the interview or going over previewing this weekend yeah. and stuff, and going into what we would talk about, and I was looking on the website and I was yeah. thinking about it, and like, oh my gosh, printing! Yeah. Like I forget about yes. how vital that can be
oh
for
my
people.
Gosh. Yeah, and how annoying is having a printer at your house that never yes. works. Yes. yes, so just come to the library; we'll be happy to help.
Boy, as soon as you said that, I like cringed because I felt that. I felt that in like, my soul.
Inexplicably, you never have toner or paper. It's horrible.
Oh, it never fails. Never fails. Right when you need it. So many great things going on over at McMillan. One last thing I did want to tell people about is the – and I was hesitant to bring it up because I didn't get to ask you in the pregame.
Oh, yeah.
The Ugly Dolls event.
Oh, my gosh. So
that
that's
sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. So that's today.
It is today.
Yes,
okay.
It's
just wanted
today.
To remind people.
Yes.
But that was a registered event.
So it is a registered
okay.
event.
Okay.
So, yes, it's so cool. But we're definitely going to kind of continue these things.
Cool. Cool.
So that's a Makerspace event. So if you're interested in those, please head to our website and sign up. Next month, we're going to do resin creation. So you're going to
awesome.
Do like a beautiful resin bookmark.
Cool.
Yeah. And,
ooh, a bookmark.
I know. Yeah. The Ugly Dolls are really quite cute for something
yeah,
so ugly.
Yeah, they are, actually. Yeah. All these great things going on again at McMillan Library, and we want you to be a part of them, and we could mm-hmm. always use help with that. So we're always looking for volunteers.
Yep.
If people are interested in volunteering, mm-hmm. I imagine that you can work with people on their schedule,
oh, yeah.
Their skill set, and
yes.
finding the right place for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Like, I mean, just the homebound delivery. We need we need helpers to help with that. So.
And that's some the better volunteering you can do in this
yeah.
community. Kathleen, if anybody has follow-up questions, want to know more about some mm-hmm. of the stuff we've talked about, how can they reach you?
Oh, you can come find me at the library. I'd love to meet you and say hello. You can visit us online, like you said, James, or give us a call at the library. All different ways to connect with us.
Also want to encourage people to follow you guys on social media. It's
oh,
a
yeah.
great follow.
Yep.
Great way to keep up on things at the library. And again, these services are all available for you online.
Exactly.
The Libby app is a great idea. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, going again to McMillanLibrary.org, McMillanLibrary.org. Kathleen, thank you so much again for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Want to thank all of our guests throughout the week today, throughout the week here on Morning Magazine. Greatly appreciate everybody joining us, especially all of our candidates. Great week of Morning Magazine. And of course, we can't do this without the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the fantastic work she does week in and week out scheduling all of this. Big thank you to Pam. Have a great weekend, everybody, and join us next week for more Morning Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.